Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I keep a clear mind, you know, but I wouldn't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot, and then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know. And shout out to defense because they played a great game.
I was happy with some of the runs yesterday. He got out of the pocket a few times when we really needed him to, and got us some yards and saved us a couple times. I give him a lot of credit because he was under duress a few times where, you know, in that kind of a game, he made some decisions, too, to protect the football, which was big. So I thought he played a really smart game that way. We had some quarterback runs called. They took away the quarterback, you know, a number of times. They're not always going to let him run either. So
you heard from Lamar Jackson. Then you just heard from John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson and whether or not he's using his legs. And Harp's is fine with what he did in Cleveland. Alas, the Ravens are riding a four-game winning streak, and Stu Pumley played the first of those four. Lamar's played the last three. Now, the first one, he was AFC Offensive Player of the Week. It wasn't exactly a tour de force Lamar performance, but four touchdowns, 143.2 pass rating. The last 2 weeks, not great. 87.7 rating, 47.6 in Cleveland. Threw a couple picks. Any concern about Lamar Jackson as the Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow getting ready for the Jets?
Yeah, I have concern. I mean, Lamar without his legs is still a really good quarterback. It's still a great quarterback. It's not an otherworldly quarterback. And it's not the kind of quarterback who can cover up all the other ills going on with this roster, especially at a time where the roster, offensive line and defensive line, leaves a lot to be desired. So, yes, he's been banged up for sure. But you can go back his entire career, including 2018, when he obviously didn't start taking over as the starter until, 10 games into the season? So we're going into week 12. He has 39 carries for 226 yards. He's never had fewer than 54 carries at this point in the season, and he's never had fewer than 258 yards. And again, that was 2018 when he was coming in for a play here and a play there the first 2 months of the season. You know, last year at this time, he had 95 carries for 584 yards. The year before that, 101 carries for 535. The year before that, 97 for 666. I mean, he's basically had 40% of the rushing attempts that he would normally through 11 weeks of a season. The threat hasn't even really been there. How much of that is him protecting himself? How much of that is them protecting him? I don't know. How much of that has been, some of these opponents he just hasn't had to do it against, I guess. But it doesn't look like a Ravens offense on a lot of levels. And that's one of the primary ones. And I don't think that this is just flicking a switch. And I don't think, I don't think he's fully healthy. And I'm not sure he's going to be fully healthy.
Am I concerned in the short term? No. Am I concerned in the long term? Absolutely. Because if this team is to make the playoffs, if they're going to go on a run, Lamar Jackson's going to have to use his legs. He's going to have to put on the cape to win football games. And he just hasn't looked right really all year, but especially in this stretch where in the three games since returning from injury, he's got 18 carries for 60 yards. You're talking 3.3 yards per carry for Lamar Jackson. And we talked yesterday about the red zone struggles, and Lamar plays a part in that. At 50% completion percentage when it's goal-to-go situations, he's 7 for 15. Heck, even just short yardage in general, yards to go, 1 to 3 yards, he's 8 for 15 in those situations, all way below his career average in terms of completion percentage. So Lamar's got to be better. He doesn't look right now. And do they need him to put on the cape Sunday against the Jets? No. But if they have aspirations of getting to a Super Bowl, he's going to need to get right.
It's concerning to me because he has not looked either comfortable or willing to really use his legs to the level we're used to seeing Lamar Jackson, I would argue, this season and the last couple weeks. And I'll take you back to the first play of the game Sunday, where Lamar Jackson at 100% of his abilities is beating Carson Schwessinger to the spot on the very first play of the game where it was a read option. He kept it. Instead, he didn't seem to either want or be able to take it to that gear and was stopped for no gain or a loss of one on that play. I am concerned of, and I don't know whether it's something that he's been dealing with all year. I think it is because he just hadn't seemed right the whole season.
I don't think he's right. I think he's more hurt than they're letting on. Like, look, tackle avoided percentage as a starting quarterback by year. 22.4, 21.4, 24.5, 30.9, 27.7, 30.5. This year, 17.8. I mean, that's not the same guy. Mm-mm. Like, that's not even in the vicinity of the same guy. Like, you can go back through his whole career. By this time in the season, every other year he's been a starter, except for one, he scrambled at least 32 times by this point in the season. This year he's done it 15 times. He only has 134 scramble yards on the season. I mean, we're almost to Thanksgiving. Like, it's not the same, and is some of it because some of these defenses have been more equipped to do it? I mean, yeah, maybe, I guess, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's not as spry. He's not as nimble. He's not leaning into it as much. I think he's more hurt than we're letting on. And I think that, coupled with the fact the one deep guy who at least could be a decoy now isn't even there, and the offensive line stinks,
mm-hmm.
and even Derrick Henry is not last year's Derrick Henry, I think all that is not bringing out the best in him right now. And at a time when they probably need him to put on the cape, not maybe so much against the Jets, but these next three games and thereafter, and take games over physically, I'm just not sure that's what we're going to get.
I'm not so sure either. And you bring up the deep ball of it all, Jason. He's 28th out of 34 qualified QBs in pass attempts traveling 20 air yards beyond the line of scrimmage. By comparison, obviously, Lamar's missed some games.
Sure.
J.J. McCarthy has five more attempts, and he's played in two less games. And yes, he's got Justin Jefferson, you can say it, but it's telling. That hasn't been a phase in this offense where last year it was so good. Well, but the other aspect of it, guys, is in real time, they had that early bye week, and it was needed, right? They were banged up. They're 1-5. But now, conversely, there's not a week off coming.
No.
You're not going to be the one seed. And you got to go the rest of the way, and that's going to be difficult.
Let me just say this. Would I be surprised if he started running more in those 3 weeks, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati again? No, because he's like an enigma in that way. Like, if he just started to do that, am I confident he's going to do that? No. But would I be completely surprised? That's a no as well, because just...
I'd be surprised if it got markedly effective. I'd be surprised if it became a big part of sustaining drives. Like, the other element of it is, through weeks 1 through 11 for his entire career, outside of this year, he averages over 3 yards before contact. This year, 1.87. And that's not getting better. And we saw it even before the injury, him trying to move up in the pocket and getting caught from behind. Like, I just don't think that he trusts this O-line. I don't think there's a lot of synergy and chemistry there. And, like, Ricard's Ricard. He's been back for a while now. Like, I don't think the fullback is the elixir. I think they've got some issues. And I think there's some trust issues, and I think there's some frustration issues. And again, I don't think he's nearly as healthy as they want you to believe.
I think the interesting part of your question, Ken, is will he run more during that stretch? You would think so, but what does it look like? Maybe it's more like that first play in Cleveland where it's not as effective as it has been.
Now, he did have the one nice run on the first drive at the end where he got the ball, I think, down to the 5. But that, like, usually in a Lamar Jackson football game, we get multiples of those. That was it. That one on the very first drive, which he almost scored. He got tripped up, I think, at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it's one of the many things they need to work on and improve on as an offense. And it's kind of the thing that we've taken the most for granted since he came into the league, because that otherworldly athleticism immediately set him apart from anybody else. It's a problem for me.
We will get back into this in a little bit, but we have a massive Tuesday show guest-wise on the program. We'll talk to our own Cordell Woodland coming up at 5 o'clock. And Jim Bowden, is this the year the Orioles spend some real money in free agency? Mm-hmm. Former exec, he's now with the Athletics, CBS Sports. We'll talk to Jim Bowden at 5:30.
Well, and the first baseman that I wanted to pursue is already gone. Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor went back to Seattle.
Years, less than $100 million.
Yeah.
Full no trade.
Yep.
So you think they're getting Pete Alonso? Stop. Stop. Stop.
No.
Frauds until proven
more.
Otherwise. Prove
more.
Me wrong. You frauds.
Yeah. Well, then you'd have to apologize.
I'll gladly.
Yeah.
Ben's our professional fraud.
Yes,
assessor.
You are. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a fraudologist.
It's been complete. It's been quintessential fraudology out of the warehouse since they started running their mouth about liftoff. Fraud.
Speaking of frauds, that Ravens offensive line has been fraudulent this year. What the heck's going on with the run game, with the offensive line? Is anything fixable? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.